saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, one of the best in the current list of great jazz saxophonists. That's from a brand new album, which is called AlpaCores, for a reason that is quite unique, and I will talk about it next week when I do a better intro to that album. It's actually officially released on Friday. Now, the thing of it is that stuff happens here at CKUW, and I think it happens with a lot of the hosts. Over the years, or over the time, and a lot of us have been doing this for quite a while now, you find suddenly that you're getting contacts, and people are recognizing that you're doing something that might not be all that ordinary. And that certainly is what I've found. As you know, I do jazz album reviews for the Free Press, and that has led to a wider understanding and recognition of the fact that I do a radio show. And the fact that I've been doing this radio show for 1,200 plus episodes means that I do get I listen and I hear things that are coming up. This is one of those examples where you get the some of the most incredibly brand new albums that are just coming out that you're not going to find anywhere else. You're simply not going to find it. This just there are very few stations and very few programs that can accomplish what we accomplish and frankly what I accomplish here. And we need your help to do this. 774-6877. This little station, we laughingly talk about how the fact you can do a tour in a blink of an eye practically. It's 800 square feet, and boy, do we make a lot of use out of that 800 square feet. We are very much I know in retail they talk about dollars per square foot of floor space. Well, if you're talking about listeners and effect for square foot of floor space here, it's off the scale, man. It just is. So we need your help. It's once a year when we need to know that the things that we're doing, this show and all the other shows here, are having an impact to the point where you need to help us out. I think I want to give a special message to people who have never donated before. I imagine there are people listening to this show right now who have never given before. And, well, I can understand lots of reasons for that. This is not a guilt trip I'm throwing at you. It's just the fact that maybe now's the time to pony up a little bit, even a little bit, to say thank you for what you're listening to. I know there are many people who donate regularly, and those people are thanked. I mentioned their names, and I've just given a list, and there'll be more if they come in this morning. But those who have never done it before, it's really not that difficult. And if you have even a few dollars or can put something on a payment plan, talk to the people with phone 774-6877. Michael's out there. He's very skilled at giving all the options and all the available things that you can do. Make him work. I mean, I'm not trying to make him overly busy, but it would be nice if he could sort of stay focused here because the phone isn't ringing as much. And Michael will give you all the answers you need to know for the range of options that are available to you. 774-6877 allows you to hear all those options, hear all the incentives if you need to hear them again, take a tax receipt if that's what you want. All those sorts of things are open to you and are a good idea for you to follow through on. I'm going to go back to, you know, because this is, I do this regularly during the Fun Drive shows over the years. I dig out some of my favorite tracks from all sorts of different places. I don't play the same ones every year, of course, but there's an awful lot of great tracks that I have heard for many, many years, since before probably a lot of you were born. And they are ones that I truly enjoy listening to. And I'm going to share one of those now. It's by trumpeter Freddie Hubbard from an album of his called Sweet Return. I think there's a double message in that album title, as a matter of fact, because Hubbard sort of toyed around with getting a little more poppy, if you will, and tried to get a bigger audience and probably more money, for that matter, by sort of reducing his skill and playing for a pop audience and not a jazz artist audience. Well, that didn't work out too well. Oh, I hear the phone out there. Yay. Didn't work. And he went back to jazz. And on this Sweet Return album, there's a great track called Heidi B. That's actually, if you count on your fingers here, it's actually in 7/8 time. It's very, very cool. Here's Freddie Hubbard with Heidi B. 774-6877. Fun drive. You know, back in the day, if someone had told a jazz lover that you could have an incredibly wildly swinging tune in 7/8 time, they would have asked you what color the sky was in your world, and they would probably not have thought it possible. But time signatures have just flown out the window in terms of restraints in the jazz world over the last number of decades now. And that's a remarkable example of how you can just blow the roof off in 7/8 time and just make it work. That was Freddie Hubbard with a track called Heidi B. The pianist there is Joanne Brackeen, one of the most powerful pianists in her day. Just a piano string breaker, and she could really, really do the job. And it's a great album. It's called Sweet Return, Freddie Hubbard, from about 83 or so that was done. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And this is Fun Drive Week here. And as you've been hearing all morning, there are compelling reasons, if you like what you've just been listening to, and if you like other shows here, and you haven't already done so, and good on you if you have, because I know there's a lot of people who have donated who are listening now. And they are probably saying, okay, I did it. Why can't you? So talk to your friends. Say, okay, I know you listen now and then. Now's the time. It's pretty easy. You can phone 774-6877 to get all the sorts of options for you in terms of donating, or you can go online to fundrive.ca and find ways of making an e-transfer or an internet payment, and all of those things are available to you. It's really quite easy. It doesn't take a lot of time, and frankly, it doesn't take a lot of money either. We're not all sort of saying, look, if you can't donate $1,000, don't donate. No. Every little bit helps, and we appreciate that. If you heard the list at the top of my show, I must have listed 20 or 25 people in total who donated last week, and they were, some of them very modest, some of them not, but some of them are as well, and it's the combination of those that is going to put us over the top. My current show goal for today, not counting last week, is at $530, and that means that I'm getting close to being able, if you add in last week's total, I'm getting not too far away from 3,000, and I really, really want to get past 3,000 if I possibly can. This is a three-hour show, and therefore it has a higher chance of bringing in a little bit more in terms of a show goal than maybe a one-hour show has. It takes a while to get cranked up, right? Well, I hope you're getting cranked up, and I hope you're ready to make the call that you know you need to make to 774-6877 or online to donate to this station and to this program. We talk a lot about the fact that this little station is so small and very quirky. I've had people go through it and say, oh my God, I love the fact there's posters and stuff all over the walls. It's really neat. And it is really neat. And we make an incredible amount of working pieces out of not very many working pieces, if you will. And it's not that we're needing a lot of money to maintain this modest space. It's what's coming out of this modest space. The equipment I'm looking at in front of me gets used 24/7 around the year. Now, as I've mentioned before, imagine what that would do to your computer or your TV or your radio or your whatever if it were being used by a number of different people 24/7. There's a wear and tear. It's just the price of doing business. We pay money to we have to rent the transmitter space to allow us to continue to broadcast, and then every now and then we get a clinker thrown at us, like last week when the transmitter crashes and we're off air for about a day right in the middle of Fund Drive. So we are paying a bit of catch up here. We are asking you to maybe if a little bit deeper, if you were going to phone in, add a few more bucks, just a few more bucks. Because if a number of you do that, we will be able to get closer to our goal. The goal is 60,000. We're just over 40, and that means we've got 20K to get in the next two or three days. And that means we're going to really have to work at it. And it means that you're going to really have to work at it. We want you, as part of our community and part of our family, our radio family, to take a little bit of responsibility and do what you can to help us get over the top. 774-6877. I'm going to give another update after this next piece, just to see how close I can get to the 3,000. I really like that phone to ring. It hasn't rung for quite a while, although it has rung a couple of times when I've been playing music. Now's the time, 774-6877. You can make your pledge now. And I'm going to play something from another brand new album and a brand new to many, maybe to many of you artists, guitarist Mary Halverson. She is a very fine, fine talent and has a great new album called Cloud Word. And the sort of backstory there a bit is that the like most artists of all genres, COVID sort of knocked the slats out of a lot of their work and a lot of their ability to perform. But when it was over, they could get back to the clouds. They could get back out there and do it. So here's Mary Halverson from her album called Cloudward. This track is called The Tower.
Thank you.
The Tower with guitarist Mary Halvorsen from her latest album called Cloudward. And the other thing that that track and others that I can play whenever indicate the wide, wide variety there is in jazz these days. The I've mentioned many times on air, trying to define what exactly jazz is these days is a mug's game. It's just not worth it. Sometimes the lines get blurred. If you listen to Groundswell, which, by the way, I recommend, so you can, you've got two chances to hear Groundswell. It's on Monday, and then it's repeated on Sunday. Playing new music, and new is the, in quotation marks there, neoclassical. I don't know how it actually gets described, but it's brand new music, and a lot of it could come right from this show or the other way around. The distinctive lines between the musical genres is blurring, and we reflect that here in our programming and have over the years, and I think it's that trend is one that we are right in the forefront of, rather than just chasing someone else doing it for us. We do it. And you can be part of that by phoning 774-6877. I have some updates to give you now. I've got some action's been going on, and it's very exciting. Jason with $50, Joseph with $75, and Paige with $35. That $160 gives me a show total for today of $690. And that brings my total from both last week and today up to $2,882. Now I think I can get over three. There's no question I can get over three. And the show the station goal is now 40,900 some odd. We can get to 41,000 as well. There's my thoughts for what should be going on here for the next little while. I need help for my particular show. The station needs help for its goal. Just keep those phones ringing. The incentives are known to you, and I've gone over them a lot. I don't want to keep repeating the same stuff all the time, but I do need to really underline the fact that this little station does more with less than almost anything. We have a community outreach, which I haven't talked about this morning. We have linkages with community groups that is unbelievable. Over the years, we have, as we have gained as well from many, many years ago, the fact that we can now do remote broadcasts. We can have the ability to go out and help the community, various community groups on site, if you will. And that's been a big advantage. And we have been part of that. We try to be and are part of the communities around us. And one of the communities that we are trying to be part of is you. You and the people like you who are listening now and who listen to other shows on CKUW, we need you to pony up now and to be part of the fund drive for this year. I've just been handed another pledge coming in, a nice big one from Nancy, $250, and that brings the station goal now to 41,172. We're over 41. Do you think we can get close to 42 even? I don't know. But Nancy, thank you so much for your generosity, and I know you've donated in other years as well. I know who you are, and I thank you and appreciate more than you can even imagine the generosity that you and other folks like you that I've mentioned this morning already will do. Way to go. I'm just really excited about that, and I need to do the math now to get my show total and the station total up to date. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to play some more music. Now, what shall I play next? I'm going to play something again from a new artist to maybe you and to me, called Jacob Bro. This track is called Haiti. Thank you. Jacob Bro from his new album that I will... Well, I should play that track, too. It segued into it, but I was going to play something else next, so I'll play something else next. Then I'll play that. Yes, sorry, his latest album, which if I grab the right piece of paper here. One thing about Fun Drive, I don't know about the other hosts, but I sit here and I've got pieces of paper all over the place. They've got incentives on one and all the list of donors on another and my playlist on another. And it gets really awkward. It's much easier if people just phone in 774-6877, give a total, and then everything is tickety-boo, as they used to say. Anyhow, Jacob Bro's album is called Taking Turns. Well, there you go. So what I'm doing now is getting some very exciting updates that allow me to say that the station total is now over 41,000, which was I was hoping to, that would happen. And my own personal show total is at 3,302, which is just about exactly, not quite, but just about $1,000 up from last week. And there's still an hour to go here, and I would like to really just blow the roof off now and do it up, maybe get even close to 42. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could get close to 42 for the station? In any event, it's one of the things that we need to keep trying here. We've only got a few days left, and we need to get quite a long way down the road in order to get to 60,000. But thanks to a number of people that I mentioned today, I'm really humbled and thankful for all the support that you guys have given me up to now. And I just want to say I know that there are people out there who haven't given, and that... Now is the time for them to do so. And look, I'll even say, because it's actually true, if you haven't given because you're really holding on for another show that you really like a lot and it doesn't come on till Thursday or Friday or whatever, that's fine. Give the amount and target. Just say you want it to go to that other show. You don't need to wait till the show's on. You can do it anytime. Just say, put this money towards whatever it is. I'm quite happy with that, as long as the money gets into the station. That's the number one goal. But at the moment, both my initial show goal and the station over 41 has been met, but there's money still to come, and there's an hour to get it done. So please phone 774-6877 to help this little show continue to show the way when it comes to community radio in this city. I'm going to play a track from a long time ago now. I have in my possession an interesting... A 10-inch LP. Remember LPs? This one's actually a 10-inch LP. And if you know the jazz labels of the day, this is Pacific Jazz Number 1. And it's a 10-inch LP with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with a new young trumpeter called Chesney Baker, often known as Chet. That was the beginning, the major beginning of Baker's career, and the Mulligan Quartet was on the first Pacific Jazz album. Now, the personal lives of those two artists sort of diverged and came together and diverged, and both of them had were toying with substance abuse in their early lives, and Mulligan got out of it and got straight and stayed straight. And Baker did not stay straight and just plummeted into a lifelong addiction that cost him his life, ultimately. And it meant that Baker and Mulligan did not perform together after that. They had so little, they weren't there anymore. They came back together for two reunions, and that's all. In all the subsequent years of their lives and divergence, if you will. The second time they got together, and the last time they got together, was for a Carnegie Hall concert. And they really got their mojo working here. They were, I don't know what it cost them in terms of their actual on stage or off stage chatter or whatever, but on stage they really knew what they were doing. And there's some neat playing throughout. Really good album if you're interested. The Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert with Mulligan and Baker. And a relatively young guitarist named John Scofield. How's that? He was just in his early 20s at that time and had a major role in this Carnegie Hall concert. I'm going to play a track that also really swings like mad. It's called It's Sandy at the Beach. There you go. That can be interpreted several ways, and I'm sure because Mulligan was an inveterate punster, it probably meant at least a couple of things. Here's Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker, Carnegie Hall. It's